Number two, discriminate between a frequency distribution, a sampling distribution, and a mathematical sampling distribution, which is required for null hypothesis significance testing. Explain why. A frequency distribution is a distribution of individual values, scores, for the elements of a population or sample. In other words, if I collect the desired data from everybody, and I get a frequency distribution of it, that's called a frequency distribution. A sampling distribution is a frequency distribution, but it's a frequency distribution of population parameter estimates from multiple samplings. So there's a population out there. I draw a sample, calculate the mean. I draw another sample, calculate the mean. I draw another sample, calculate the mean. The sampling distribution of means is the frequency distribution of those means. And I know it's annoying to use something to define what comes after it, but that's the right definition. A frequency distribution is a distribution of individual values. A sampling distribution is a frequency distribution of parameter estimates. A mathematical sampling distribution is a mathematical formula of what a sampling distribution looks like. So a sampling distribution is the one that's really rare. It would really require us to take an infinite number of samples, calculate the mean each time, and do that distribution. Hell no. We got two choices. We can either have an incomplete sampling distribution or a mathematical model of that complete sampling distribution. Yes. If I take the average of everybody's, if I take everybody's age, I got a sampling distribution. Frequency distribution, bless you. If I take a sample of five and calculate the mean age, another sample of five, and another sample of five, and another sample of five, I now have a sampling distribution of estimates of the mean. We expect that the mean of that sampling distribution of means will match the mean of the frequency distribution. That's the whole reason for having a sampling distribution, is multiple samples give us an average that's better than any one of them at representing that population distribution and parameter. The mathematical sampling distribution is saying what that looks like as a formula. Because having that frequency distribution doesn't allow us to come up with formulas to calculate center and spread and difference. We need a formula to start with to calculate a formula to use. And that's what mathematical sampling distributions are. It's a formula that tells us what we're going to assume that sampling distribution looks like. So, guess which one we need for null hypothesis significance testing? We need the mathematical sampling distribution. So all we got to do is go get one sample and operate on that sample as if we had population data. It stands in place of the missing. The more accurate that sampling distribution assumption is, the more accurate our operation on the sample data to represent the population.